Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Last but not least, bro, this is the one that caught my attention, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I grew up on West Coast music, you know what I'm saying? And so they had to get this one right. They've been brought. And I know you're the same way, kid.
Yep.
I don't know how y'all feel about West Coast music. I know you're from, clearly from New York.
Not from Maryland.
Oh, you're from Maryland? Yeah. You sound like you're from New York, but yeah. Yeah, but you sound like you're from New York, so but either
for
way,
sure.
You're from the East.
Right, right, definitely East Coast.
So yeah, I was really curious to see what was on this list, man. So yeah, this is our thoughts on the list, and what are some of our favorites on it. But you know how I always like to do, like, did they get it right? Ken, I'm starting with you, bro. I'm starting with you, man. You know what I'm saying? Especially Scarface, Ice Cube. These are some of your favorite people on this coast, bro. How did they do with this particular list? I'll say real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well,
yeah.
You know what? I won't.
No, go ahead, bro.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead. You got the flow. Go ahead.
I was really curious to see how they do this. I felt like the top 10 was good. I was really interested in the 100 through like 60. Cause they I ain't gonna lie, I felt like they were struggling. They were reaching for a couple, which I get it. You're talking about 100 songs.
Right.
You know, so like there was a guy we were playing before we went live. I can't even remember his name now. I was like, who the hell is this guy from the 80s? But yeah, what I found interesting was they had some people out there that I remember from back in my day. Y'all can go ahead and insert the old jokes here. But I thought it was dope. They had Zion Eye on there late. You remember Sapphire. L.A. Dream Team, bro.
Oh, yeah.
1985, I had that cassette.
That's
L.A. Dream Team in the house. Yeah. They had Shout Out to King T was on here. They had Dr. Dre's old group on here as well. Mm-hmm. Turn out the lights.
Old so Town that was 357.
Yeah, I was like, damn. Yeah, I almost forgot about them.
Yeah.
Of course, the one hit wonders like Ski-Lo and you know, on here as well. World Class Wrecking Crew, that was it.
World Class Wrecking
Crew. But, for whatever reason, I didn't know Macklemore was from out west.
Seattle, okay.
There's another one, by the way, just to kind of bring that back.
Macklemore.
But Deltron and Earl seemed a little low. Toddy T. Who the fuck is Toddy T? But but yeah. Now I thought the back end was more of a struggle than you know, the front end.
And that's what I was gonna say. If you remember what I was saying about, I think they were the ones that did like the top rappers.
Yeah, they did that 100.
Yeah, yeah, that one. Yeah. And I was just like, they just kind of sprinkled those last ones in there. They just sprinkled them in there. They had some good, and that's how I felt about this one. They had some really good names on it.
Yeah.
And it just seemed like, you know, they just kind of sprinkled them last ones in there, which I don't really, you know, I'm not really mad at, you know, because once you get in those numbers, does it really matter? But like you said, some of them may be too low or whatever in that
well,
section.
Well, and then the question is, does the West Coast really have 100 great songs?
Yeah.
100 great hip-hop songs?
I think they absolutely do.
Did you see anything?
I'm just saying.
I think they do, because there's some stuff on here that's missing. It may be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, because it's great hip-hop projects.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
West Coast project. So I mean, right. you could repeat them. I think they did on here. They repeated different artists or whatever. Just think about like the Kendricks and how many albums he has. The Dre and how many albums he had. Ice Cube and how many albums he has. Like like the whole N.W.A. Like it's definitely 100 songs that you could put on here,
right?
If not more. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I was surprised they had Open Mike Eagle. I don't think I realized
he was
from the from the West. So that was dope. That was dope to see his name on there. Any blue? They had blue on here, so they represented. They had some people in the office in the office that, you know,
for sure
knew what was going on. Anybody else that kind of stuck out to y'all?
Man, I'm mad they got Boys in the Hood. They got shout out to Lil B.
Oh,
yeah, I mean they got Lil B higher than Eazy-E Boys in the Hood.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like to me,
that is crazy.
Personally, they always get these lists wrong. That's my personal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like they always get these lists wrong, and we know music art is subjective. I get it, but it's just some things. Like, come on now, Eazy-E Boys in the Hood. Come on, come on.
That's disrespectful.
Come on, that's 38.
Yeah, that's
biggest. The biggest surprise to me is that Today Was a Good Day was number one. I feel like that would have been a unanimous number one choice.
It's really?
Over nothing but it was G-Day? Rolling Stone. Like Rolling Stone, I figured they would go with that as a layup, easy slam dunk number one.
Yeah.
Over nothing but a G thing?
Yeah, I don't think over that one.
I thought Jenny
Today
Juice
was a good day.
Today it's good, but nothing but a G thing. Different. It's a different kind of good, bro.
It is. I'm not that. I feel like if we were doing it, we put that there, which I commend them for, but I would have expected them to put that Today Was a Good Day there.
That's tough.
All right, so let's start at 20 then. Because those are the ones that really matter, right? I mean, obviously all the other ones matter, but
right. Top 20.
You know, that top 20 and see what they did there. They got
Krayshawn over here.
Let's analyze what they did there. Where's 20 started?
Gucci, 50, Louis, Prada.
20 is which one? Fucking wild, bro.
20 is which
20
one?
20 is the Far Side.
Right. It's
the Far Side. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Sean,
see, that's the shit. And I do. Like in the 70s, bro.
Come on.
That's
what they be losing.
Yeah.
But I guess they feel like she had to be on the list.
She did not have to, but go ahead, Rod.
No, I was gonna say, Yonkers, I thought, because that's right out the Far Side.
Yeah.
Y'all feeling that placement for Yonkers?
Yonkers is dope.
Yonkers is really dope.
Yonkers is dope.
I think that's like top Tyler, I'm not mad. Tyler,
that's a good Tyler
track for me personally.
That's what set Tyler Clay.
Yeah, that's what set him. Yeah. That really.
I think that's why it's as high because it's that.
Gave him that.
Because although I do like the song. Disclaimer: I do like the record, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a Tyler the Creator fan, and I just think he just got some shit in the tuck. Yeah, you know I mean it's a couple Tyler joints that you probably could have. Doing it, but this one resonates so much because it's that one, you know what I mean? That first impression, you don't get a second chance.
Right.
So that joint flaming.
And after that, they got Captain Save-A-Hole E-40.
First time I heard E-40 song was just
all words. Still freaking for me.
It was just E-40.
That's the one I thought it was.
I love it. Like, he was legit and all the shit that came out of this. I was E-40 fan out of this.
I got you. That's interesting. Yeah, it was definitely freaking for me.
Yeah, so I'm surprised at that particular one. Look, man, I'll be the first to say when it comes to the Bay and E-40, like they know what they want from E-40.
It's a problem out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure, like, you know, I don't know if anybody from the Bay in it, but I'm sure, like, they all know that's the joint. You know, so yeah, I'm not even gonna argue that one. Then he went to, like, one of my favorite. One of my favorites, Cypress Hill, how I just feel, man. Like, I used to play the hell out there. And I'm from Florida, so yeah, and hey, I used to play that song.
Yeah,
I feel about that one.
Oh, man, that's a good place for my homies from Chicago.
Yeah.
They were one of the ones I would get rap from. Remember, and that was one of the ones they had, the Cypress Hill shit.
This track so much when I was young, man. Like, yeah, hey,
Yeah, I think that's dope that they quote unquote got that right. You know, when we were talking about that a lot, DJ Quick is kind of, you know, underrated.
It's gonna sound,
yeah, right. And overlooked, yeah. Bro. So that was dope.
Yeah. And then it had Everlasting Bass. I'm not familiar with Everlasting Bass.
Is that Coolio?
Personally.
They say the audio messing up.
Rodney Owen,
oh,
DJ Joe Cooley.
In the comments, yeah. They saying the audio messing up.
I wonder if it has something to do with that. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah.
That's why I respect that era, though. Look at these dudes. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. They had the slick backs, though. Yeah, you know man.
They said it's good now.
Stonewashed denim and slick backs. That's crazy.
With the big gold chains. Play with it, if you want to,
bro. That's so messed up,
right. I'm saying, though, that's how they stonewashed denim slick backs. Blow your head, smooth off.
That's fucked up.
Straight killer.
Nigga, let's go to straight different era.
Nah, let's go to the photo shoot with this matching stone watch on, bro. You got your glasses on,
right?
That's big. Facts.
It's different.
Big facts.
It's different.
All right,
you
man.
Can't do nothing but respect that generation. Look at him.
I know, straight up.
Hey, yo.
That's a fact.
So we're moving on to NWA. I think this is a. Pretty good track to put up in the top 20,
need
man.
To be higher, though.
Fuck the police.
Yeah, I think that would have cracked the top five at least.
That's a Negro spiritual.
Yeah. They moved this from the album, didn't they?
Yeah, made a whole movie about right. That goddamn song, damn near.
That joint need to be up there. That's a Negro spiritual right there.
I'm not mad at it being in the top 20. Like, Laws is there somewhere.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with it, so I ain't gonna be too harsh on them. You know what I'm saying? And this was one, man. That real motherfucking G's, bro.
Yes, sir.
You skipped California. I skipped one. California Love. No, California Love. I don't know if I would have put California Love there personally. I know it was a big song for Pac. But yeah, I don't know, man. It's other Pac songs that I would rather. But again, I'm not going to be too harsh on them. Anybody mad at that one?
Man, it was
a Pac song?
Nah. The production on that is crazy, though.
Got you.
That's why, like when you hear California Love, it's distinctive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, it don't matter what, like, when you hear that, that's like, just off of the production alone, that joint crazy.
Yeah, yeah, no, it go hard. Yeah. It go hard. Like, the music video was big. Everything. Right. Yeah.
I think it was like a $2 million video.
Something like that.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yep, when it came out, they did
But I was so excited about this one that I skipped California. I went straight to Real Motherfucking G's because I was so excited that it was on here.
Bro.
Or whatever. Like, I know I played the hell out of it. I went to Cali and it's really big and like you can't even play it in certain areas in Cali is what I heard. You can't even play it out there, bro. Like, it's just that type of song.
I remember seeing this on The Box. I don't know if y'all remember The Box.
Yeah.
One of the music videos, bro. Like, this was the coolest shit in the world. I thought that these niggas was the gangsters niggas in the world. I was maybe seven, eight. This is one of them songs for me.
Yeah, man, you gotta love West Coast, man.
That's a fact.
And then last time I checked, Nipsey Hussle, YG, that's a bona fide joint. I'm sure if FIFO was here, he would definitely.
I mean, didn't they shut down the 10 Freeway filming the video?
They did. That was
hard. That's hard.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Whole line full of Crips. And the police.
Yeah, that's hard. Off of that alone.
Yeah.
Last time that I checked.
Right.
Nipsey's going
And they better have put some iced tea on here.
For sure.
Six in the morning, police at my door.
That's an argument. They say that this started like West Coast
gangster rap.
I'm sure, man.
That's why it pained my heart to see my man on Law and Order. I'm going to keep it 100. I got to keep it 100, man. It pains my heart every time I see him, like, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, man.
Not six in the morning.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Mac Dre certified in Cali. We know that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's one of them ones you just said. They know what to do. They know what to do for their people.
Nah, for sure. Gin and Juice, Snoop Dogg.
Bonafide. I was like literally probably like 6 years old singing that joint.
Yeah.
Oh, facts.
Yeah.
Video.
Yeah. Ain't know what I was talking about.
I went about hockey jerseys. Like all of that.
Yeah. And since we run out of time, man, these last one we got. Ice Cube, Today Was a Good Day, Too Short, Blow the Whistle, 93 to Infinity, Souls of Mischief, Hail Mary, Tupac, Kendrick, Mad City, NWA Straight Outta Compton, and coming in at number one, Nothing But a G Thing with Dr. Dre. Anything Mad y'all would City's change hard. About that top 10?
I don't think it's no wrong answer.
Yeah.
Because I trust your hip hop taste. Like, I literally feel like any one that y'all say to replace in there, mm-hmm. it'll be legit.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I can, but I love that they had Blow the Whistle as high as they did. That shit is an anthem, bro. Yeah. I don't think it'll ever get old.
And you know what's crazy?
And people keep remaking it and shit too.
That Too Short has so many classic yep. songs back in the day. Yep. And this is the one. And
this is the one.
Like this is the one. Yeah. Yep. Like that's shit, so crazy.
Because I think they have Freaky Tales on this list.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't I just see something about Too Short really being more conscious, and he was pressured to pivot into the subject matter that he's talking about. Yep. Heard it. I'm a credible source. I haven't dug deep, so don't hold me to it.
Sense.
But it was like it just again to what we talk about with the game. Yo, you gotta protect yourself. This industry wicked for sure.
Because one of his on his earlier stuff, he got songs like The Ghetto and shit like that. So
I think it was even before then.
Yeah,
they were talking about. But what I would want to shout out just some of the other ones. I thought it was dope they had JT the Bigger Figure on here. Of course, you already know Spice one.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Brother Lynch Hung was dope. Yep. Leary's Born is an underground person. That was dope, them seeing them put it on there. I thought Passing Me By should have been higher. Straight Up Menace was dope seeing that on here.
Oh, hell yeah, MCA. Oh,
hey,
my God.
Sugar fucking
hey,
Free.
I was already saying, did Sugar we get an honorable mention, Sugar Free? My man,
Sugar Free. He was on here.
Yeah,
Sugar Free was on here,
Sugar
bro.
Free,
I was like, y'all doing something.
Sugar
Above
Free,
the Law.
One of the
and the last one, The Conscious Daughters. I don't know if anybody here listens. Man, yeah, bro. Like, hey, I still got that shit. I was surprised to see them on here. That was dope. I was like, y'all must have got some old heads. On.
they got some people.
They caught some people that knew what they were
doing. It's just one for me that wasn't on here, being from the South, that was heavily influenced. That's Sally Sale is going down tonight.
Ooh, yeah, we talked about
that
used
to
oh,
be my
They could have took
some shit of crazy.
Krishan, get our ass out there.
Sally Sale is going down tonight.
I bought his fucking album off
but
that
I
shit.
Know. That was the only song on the album.
It was
bro.
The only one, bro.
Yes, as a matter of fact, take Krishan off for anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody. Get him. Get her about
that Sally Sale.
Yeah, they got me with that shit.
Yeah, they say where's Blueface?
Right, stop playing. Stop playing. Oh, you thought we said Krishan? No, we said Krishan. Two different people. Two different people.
Yeah. All right, man. So yeah, now that was fun, man. I was anticipating that, man. Like I love West Coast music, man, for sure. For sure. Shout out to the West Coast viewers out there.
Nah, that's
you
a
know,
fact.
Appreciate y'all, man, for supporting us over there. Y'all one of our biggest. Followings, you know what I'm saying, the West Coast. So yeah, shout out to y'all. But yeah, man, that was our show. As far as like the topics, man, you know, let us know if you like that format. We thinking about doing that more often to try to, you know, tackle a couple, you know, current things that are going on in the hip hop world. So yeah, just let us know if you like that, man.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.